Wick, small one-syllable town. No one could hold a candle to you in the herring days. Women walking the miles to markets down coast. Or, in the heydays of oil, men leaving for rigs, prospects of wealth gleaming their eyes. Here, it's all Norse words mixed in the Scots, Staxigo and Papigo, and the B&B lady, pure Caithness, tells me of her dowgs and horses on the farm. The language clashing against the Gaelic, running like Lewisian Neath through the rest of this land. Now, arcing out to Orkney in this small Cessna plain, harbour waters boiling below, your lights fade, though the faces of your young remain clear, ready to take off, spread their own wings, leave the flow country, as the snow gates close at the Boroughhead Brae. The new manny. If you want an appy change, just gie us a bell, for I'm a new manny, can you no tell? I'd have hid my ain wain if only I could have, and at the labour the wife says she wished I would have, for then I could have breastfed them, but I'm afraid I canny, aye, there are some limits to being a new manny. But she's doing the boozer with her mates tonight, she's worked all week, so it's only right. I mean, I've had some sleepless nights, I'll gie you that, but you canny complain, just look at my flat, spick and span, know a bit of stir in sight, the washing's all done, I've been at it all night. I'll do a wee bit ironing, put on my tranny, it's no that bad being a new manny. Ramora, she says I can go with the lads, a bevy, the football, a wee game of cards. She'll take the wain to its grand round the street, get out for a drink and a wee bite to eat, with some of the lasses she's kent all her life. She tells them she's lucky to be such a wife. A new man at hame to look after the kid, she'll maybe hae another when we're out of the rid. I'd get a job if I could, but I canny. I'm needed at hame, cos I'm a new manny. She's thinking of haying a holiday soon, a week in New York with her pals for the toon. Will I stay at hame with the wain for the week? I wasn't too sure if that was a cheek. Taking advantage of me and my role, I'm half considering going doon the dole. Getting a job in my ain independence, she says that's just a load of old nonsense. I don't want my man working, she says that I canny. I'm no sure what today, for I'm a new manny. In Memoriam, saw we harvester. It is the saddest thing in Lovejans dinna come hame, whether sea or soil or sky has ta'en them. This time it's the sea's turn. The Solway is the harvester, hauling in a fine catch of 7 young men fae Southwest villages, brothers, cousins, husbands, sons. Fae boyhood days they kent the sea, for leisure or labour, fae skiting stains a binnet to skipperin' ships across it. In Machers' hames and kirks, families and friends hod hands, fin words to mend cracked hearts, dark as the deepest ocean. But nane will daisy wheel as time and tears, waving in with the spring tides our ninian's land. These mists o' water are mair nor just a har coming in for the wild sea, as Galloway folk greet together for their deed sons. May licht brack in days to come as the year grows, for it is the saddest thing in Lovejans dinna come hame, whether sea or soil or sky has ta'en them. The Lough District. Southern lakes tuck neatly into their country's west side. Here, our lochs ravague across land, scatter north to south. Rim's edge pebbles reach shore, creep deep into dark interiors. Like stone people paddling, dry at first, pink, white, grey, dipped by the lapping loch's ripples. In the centre, small fish swim, mind-like intuition before words form, swift, untrappable, heart-pulsing beats, nerve endings, gills linked to that still spot before ice age or first creature crawled on land, man set foot, woman gave birth, nations formed. Centre touch circles move out, ripples widen, with words, speech, to families, nations, through seas and streets, continents, galaxies, waves oscillate, nets interweave. At the centre, still, loch's deepest spot, where few sounds reach, small vibrations twitch, fish gills, fins, over the loch district, mouth open, shut, shout, kiss. The thistle at the beck. Coiling past this Cumbrian cottage runs a beck, gushing white foam onto fell stone. Gathering wood for the night's fire, I avoid handling thistles, dark-headed things, small firework galaxies, exploding cousins of our larger purples, pinks at home, variations on a theme. Across lands, it's in the names you note the difference more keenly. Lake, not loch. Beck, not burn. Dale, not glen. Anglo-Saxon, Norse, Celtic, spore-like scattering of loanwords. Holding a fallen branch, lichen is child handshake soft. Cut from its roots, no way back. It's tossed in my fire tonight, a welcome warmth. Moss hissing quietly, like miners' bairns whispering in dark bunkrooms upstairs. My last night in this miner's cottage. Tomorrow home to Kent sounds, familiar syllables. New words lodged like slate on old floors. The thistle back at the burn. The Great Russian Dream. Berta Zafarova woke, hair frozen to barracks wall, guards and dogs marching her to forests in Kolyma's goldfields. At 27, her doctor's skills, her soul imprisoned in Stalin's Siberia. At the end of a long day cutting timber, in rags and blankets for the cold, snow to her waist, the log pile tumbled, and only then she wept. Even now, clean hair on warm pillow, will she lie listening, lest the log stack shifts? Fern. Here, deep in a cave, dark, lacking air, a fern grows. Fed by the smallest drip seeping from lead slate, it's flourished. See its glossy leaves shine. Watch the water caught in the camera's quick lens. Green fronds outstretched like palms. That life can spore and grow in such frail light. Celebrate the shadows, for fresh starts can fall out of them. Around us, unseen, nothing need be truly lost. Slowly, much is possible, even from darkness. This poem called Touch the Lucky Lead is about a habit, a tradition that miners had at One Look Head. And before they entered the cave to mine that day, they would rub a little spot on the wall of the cave before they went in the hope that they would come out safely at the end of the day, and also that they might find a precious substance that day, like gold or silver. Touch the Lucky Lead. If only it was so easy, but fate sealed the future. No fortune's found at a forefinger's touch, the spot rubbed clean, lead shining silver on cold cave walls. Transforming base materials, it's what we all want. Lives altered to perfection overnight, when really we work away silently, long term, rubbing till we've fashioned an existence into something manageable, sometime striking gold.